Okay, so I'm going to do this. Nice to meet you, questionnaire by Penny. Yeah. So, please introduce yourself, your username, and what name to go by. So, my username is pronounced like Rilo, I'm pretty sure. But, it's confusing to like work out how to say it. Like, even I didn't know how to say it. I just thought it looked cool. I didn't really think it through very much. But Rill's fine. Or some people call me Riley. That's fine. Just whatever you feel like. It's fine. I'm not too fussed, honestly. Am I a performer, writer, etc.? So I'm not a writer because I fucking suck and I've not even tried. I don't want to try. It'll just be a mess. But I'm a performer slash listener, I guess. Favourite musical genre. So this is quite hard for me because I like all music. Like, I love just music. Except there's only like certain types that I really don't like grime, or I'm not a big fan of rap either, but it depends. I don't know. So I could probably like give my favourites, I guess, or the ones I listen to the most, but even then it's quite hard because it's not like a set genre, it's just like a very, I don't know. So I really like kind of like folk, indie, like alternative music, so stuff like Daughter's actually my favourite like band artist. Like, I fucking love Daughter. Lucy Rose, Ben Howard, Dry the River, yeah, stuff like that. Alt J as well. I don't know if Alt J would come under that, but I love me some Alt J. But I also love like EDM, so I really like electro drum and bass. I even like really dirty drum and bass. I even like really like dubstep. I really like house. Yeah, like stuff like Porter Robinson. I really like Oliver Heldon. The Bloody Beetroots. I don't know if Fane. I love Fane. Yeah, I don't know. But I also love metal and like stuff like that. Like, yeah, metal. Metal's great. What's my current favourite kink? So it's probably like yandere. Oh no, actually, oh, I don't know. Like a guy being the yandere. I don't like, well, they haven't really much of it, to be fair, but rape. It's kind of bad, like for sex, you know. Yeah, well, it's not bad. I mean, I'm kink shaming myself. Yeah. Kink I'd love to learn more about, probably just like BDSM, because I've never done it. I've just wondered. I might like hate it, but in like fantasy lands, I love it, but I might actually hate it. I don't know. My biggest pet peeve. Oh, there's so many. I'm trying to think what I probably tell my housemates off for the most. Leaving lights on, that's a big one. Like, I guess get really irritated. Rudeness. Probably, oh gosh, I can't, well, it's not really pet peeve, I think this is, yeah, I'll just go with leaving the lights on. I mean, it's probably not, I'm just like blanking really hard, but I do get really frustrated when they leave the lights on. Favourite celebrity voice, that'd be Emma Stone. Oh, I fucking love Emma Stone's voice. Yeah, Emma Stone. Okay, so what's my biggest, so I I can't read that, and I'm pretty sure I won't be able to. I'll say it like, I won't say it correctly, so I'm not even going to try say it. But what is my, I'll go with like, I guess it means like strange behaviour. I had to Google it, I didn't even know what it meant. So probably that I always have to play with something, or I fidget. I can never sit still, and people get really angry with me because I'm constantly like fiddling with a pen or like stuff, like I'm constantly like fidgeting. I remember when I was little, just side note, I used to do this thing where I'd like shake my hands. It was this weird, oh yeah, sorry, it was like this weird thing that I did. I'd like stand there and I'd shake my hands in front of me, and I didn't know I was doing it. I'd have no idea. And I remember kids used to turn around to me and they'd be like, dude, what are you doing? And I'd be like, I'm not doing anything. But I still kind of do it now. Like, my mum always laughs at me. My housemates do as well, or people that have noticed it. I'll kind of just be walking and I'll just suddenly, like, kind of, like, shake my hands, like, next to my sides. It's very strange. I do it when I'm, like, I think I do it when I'm, like, really anxious. Well, not even anxious, like, apprehensive or, like, I don't know, any time I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable, I guess, I, like, do it, and they always notice, and they're always like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's fine, sorry. Yeah, I don't even know if that's answering it correctly, but there you go. wait, I've lost the questions. Oh, no! Three fun facts about myself. So, I have, wait, let me think about this. I have 11 piercings. I play the drums, and I freestyle dance. If you're not sure what that is, it's like, if you look up, like, dubstep dancing, it's pretty much like that. It's kind of like, yeah, you, like, kind of, like, flow to the music, I don't know. what do I hope to get out of GWA? Mostly because I'm so like horrifically shy. Well, not horrifically shy. I don't know, I'm a very like stuck in my head kind of person. And I don't know, I just want to like get some confidence. I don't know, like, it has already helped. Like, I remember when I was like trying to post my my verification thing, and it took me so long to do it. Like, I must have been like fussing over it for like a good 3 hours. I was so scared, and like I was like so uncomfortable like recording it at first. It was just, yeah, but I'm already like completely like fine and comfortable with recording myself, and I've only been doing it like a month, so that's quite crazy, like, thinking about it. And I've already like started talking to like my housemates more and more about sex, like with partners. I'm usually okay-ish after like a period, but I don't know, it's very odd. it's helping, but yeah, that was that. Thanks for listening.